Hello, I'm Andrew Tucker and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco takes us on a stroll around London's Soho and some of his favourite shops, restaurants and streets in the neighbourhood that he calls home.
I'm wandering round and round, nowhere to go. I'm lonely, London, London's lovely so.
This bus terminates here. Please leave all your belongings with you.
My first port of call when I moved to London a decade ago was leafy East Dulwich. I've spent very happy 5 years of my life there, but I had to move. I needed to be more central, and the only place in my mind was Soho. And I did. I first moved to a little dingy flat in the famous Old Compton Street, but it doesn't matter. I was finally living right at the center of London town. It really felt like living in the center of the world, a nice feeling indeed. Then I moved to a better modernist flat in Peter Street, which was the opposite of the other one. But the residents were a bit too prissy. They should live in the countryside, as all they did was to complain about noise. And don't worry, it wasn't for my flat. I finally settled to a lovely space in the quiet Marshall Street, with added wonderful views of London. The rooftop is a thing of joy. Many Soho residents complain saying how much better the neighborhood used to be. In some ways, I agree with them. Soho is certainly losing a bit of its edginess and its sexiness. I see the construction of some nondescript high-rises and the closures of beloved institutions like Molly Moggs as symptoms of that. But it's not all gloom. Some of my favorite shops back in 2007 are still going strong.
If you can make an order, could you get me one?
I can still buy my favorite Italian staples at the lovely Lina's. Wardour News remains a stronghold for the best fashion titles in the world, and Bar Italia is still a good place for a good panini at 2 a.m. on a Thursday night. There have been new additions too. The restaurant scene in Soho is one of the busiest in London. I don't like the small seats and no reservation policies, which seems to be a trend in London. But as a resident, it's quite easy for me, for example, to go to Bow a bit later in the evening when the queues are not so stratospheric. Want a few tips? Polpetto in Berwick Street for a quiet Saturday lunch? Or how about fondue at St. Moritz, which I believe is the only Swiss restaurant in town? For the architecture savvy, why not have a look at the very impressive pool at the Marshall Leisure Centre or the incredible 70s vibe of cocktail bar Disrepute? Soho is a vibrant mix of old and new London. The city sack shops are still there, but also cute donut eateries.
Bright lights, Soho, Wardour Street. You hope you make friends with the guys that you meet. Somebody shows
the gay aspect of Soho is quite interesting too. Walking through Old Compton Street when you're a young guy in the process of coming out was certainly a delightful thing for me.
Someone cares about you.
But one of my favorite aspects of Soho is how it feels like a labyrinth. No matter the fact I've been living there for the last 5 years, I can still get lost and find a new alleyway time to time. Of course, there are hordes of tourists during weekends, but there are always paths where you would hardly bump into them. And I gotta be honest with you, I see no harm in tourists walking around. It's sweet. I think Soho manages not to be too cool for school like East London and not too stuffy like Knightsbridge. It's a good mix of people.
They seek him there, his clothes are loud,
never square.
Warning if you fancy moving there. Dress up a bit before buying bread in the morning. One day I ventured myself wearing half pajamas and bumped into two friends of mine. A bit embarrassing. I'm not sure if I'll live my whole life in here, but I can guarantee you, for the time being, it feels like home.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Fernando Augusto Pacheco for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.